This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
All right, to the phones we go, Chattanooga, Tennessee, where Teresa joins us. Teresa, how can we help?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on today, Teresa?
This is for you, Ken.
All right.
Maybe, well, Christy, you can jump in too.
I'm sure she
I
might.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
What do you do when your calling, your passion, is in a field that doesn't pay what you need to make to pay your monthly bills?
All right. Tell me more. What's the calling? What's the field?
Okay. It's the dogs at the animal shelter and the Humane Society. I volunteer every chance I get. I work full time, but they make me so happy. I mean, I want to work there, but I ask them if they have openings, and they say, "Sure, it pays $10 an hour." Oh,
okay.
I just wish I could be there all the time and make a living.
All right, so
helping the dog.
Okay, I got it. All right. All right, Christy and
okay.
I are going to put our heads together here. I'm feeling pretty confident we can come up with something, but I need to know,
okay,
what is make a living? Give me a number. What do you need to make?
Well, right now I'm making about $34,000 a year. It's a humble job, but I don't hate it.
What's the job?
I'm a courier. I drive around all day for a medical lab. So.
Okay, great. How much research have you done into the field of pet care? Let's just call it pet care. I know you love dogs, but there's probably some other animals you love too. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, just generally you love animals. So
yes.
So what we've got to figure out, Teresa, is how do we make more money than $10 an hour? Let's just keep the bar really low. But what
okay.
if, Teresa, what if you stayed in this courier job, which you don't hate, and it's a pretty stable job, and we
right.
could add maybe $10,000-$15,000 over the next 12 months to the 34, and you're loving
mm-hmm.
on dogs. How would you feel about that if we just added $10,000 to $15,000 as a side hustle or a part-time job to what you already make? How would you feel about that?
I would be very, very happy.
Great. Do you believe that you can do that, Teresa? Yes or no? Be honest.
I've thought about it, Ken, and I can't come up with anything and keep my full-time job.
What's your hours as the courier?
Okay, I clock in at 9:30 a.m. and I get off at 6:30 p.m.
All right.
Through Friday.
The good news is I've got Christy right next to me, who is an idea factory along with me, and between the two of us, it's combustible. Christy, I'm having a hard time believing Teresa. I think there's some side stuff on the weekend, taking care of animals, checking on animals maybe at night, boarding some dogs overnight. I think there's a way for her to get started where she may not see it. What do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting because when you start to brainstorm, Teresa, how you can do what you want to do, what you're excited about in lots of different ways, then you realize there are multiple paths to get to
yes.
this place where you're doing what you love and making money doing it. Let's just throw out one, for example, one that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
What would it look like to meet your end goal of being with animals, like Ken's talking about, and not necessarily through the shelter, where you started a side business of a doggy daycare, of a dog walking, dog care, whatever? There's multiple ways to look at this. For example, and I remember someone calling in the Ramsey Show years ago, and they said, "I really want to be a teacher, but I can't live on a teacher's salary." And Dave said, "Well, I'm a teacher. There's a lot of ways to be a
yes.
teacher. You don't have to be a teacher in a school."
So just
zoom out, Teresa. I want you to zoom out.
Okay.
And I just got a challenge for you. I want you to write down every possible
yep.
iteration, every version of ways to make money doing what you love that do not include the shelter. Some of them will
okay.
be good ideas. Some won't be good ideas. Some will make money. Some won't. Some you could do part-time, full-time, on the side, your own business, working for someone else. I just want you to make a list of as many ideas as you can think of. And I guarantee you there's at least 20 ways
at
for
least.
You to be with animals and make good money.
So,
and that's just at your first draft
yeah.
of this list. Okay.
So Teresa, here's the deal. Chrissy's absolutely right. I need you to stop thinking about an opportunity at the current SPCA. They're very limited. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to be thinking about is, and listen, I know the Chattanooga area. It's a great area, surrounding area.
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, I don't know if you've looked up what it costs to board a dog, but it's big dollars. There are pet hotels.
Yes.
There are pet stores that may have a part-time job. Here's what I want you to grasp, okay? I wrote a book a couple years ago called The Proximity Principle. All right, now here's what it
yes.
says, Teresa. I want you to grab this. In order to do what you want to do, all right, work with dogs, You got to be around people that are doing that and in places where it is happening. You've only been to the SPCA. As my colleague Christy accurately pointed out, you're limiting your entire perspective to the SPCA, as opposed to who's making the bucks boarding dogs all over the greater Chattanooga area. Come on, Teresa. You ought to have a list of 3 to 5 of those before you go to bed tonight. Yes?
Wow.
Yes,
but I never thought of that.
I know. It's why you called. But listen, now listen, here's the rest of it. I also got to get around people, not just places. So those are the places. But it's not enough to just get a list of places and then start applying. No. You want to start to ask yourself, all right, now that I've got a list of 5 dog hotels, whatever. Let me tell you something. Teresa, don't even forget the people that come out to your house. I've got a gal that comes out and takes care of Ellis, the golden doodle, once a month. And she comes up to our door, gets Ellis, takes him to the van, spends an hour and a half with him, and comes back in a brand new dog. She's killing it in a van.
not the dog, to be clear.
No, she's not killing the dog. Right. And she's not in a van down by the river either. Right. She's really killing it. So here's the deal. I want you to think about, who do I know, Teresa? I want you to ask this question after you get your list of 3 to 5, maybe 7. I want you to think, who do I know in my life that's close personal connections, family, friends? Now, let's go acquaintances. My kids play soccer. My kids do this. My kids do that. I go to church with these people. I'm over here in the Bunko Club, whatever it is. Everybody I know, do those people know anybody that works at any of those organizations? Now we begin to dial in. Oh, you know somebody over there? Yeah, I know somebody over at Paws and Claws. Great. Can I have coffee with them? Yeah, I'll set it up for you. And the next thing you know, you're meeting people that are working in that space. And so now, Teresa, you're top of mind the first time they have a college kid quit on them and they need somebody to pick up 20 hours. Your answer right now is, abso-freaking-lutely, I'll be there.
Yes.
And now, Teresa, here's the path. I get in.
Right.
I get in. And then I think about moving up. But see, you're treating this whole transition as an all or nothing. I'm leaving courier to go full-time dogs. And that's rarely how it happens. So I hope that encourages you. You know exactly what to do now. There's no excuse.
Let's send her both of our books. We'll send you Proximity Principle and Business Boutique. And Ken's going to help you exactly what he said in Proximity Principle, being in the places and being around the people.
That's very nice.
And then Business Boutique, if you just start a side gig doing this, Business Boutique will be the plan. You'll have both. We'll come from both angles.
I got to add one thing.
Okay.
She needs your new book, Take Back Your Time,
because
what we just prescribed to her is a lot of work.
She's going to
feel a little frazzled.
She's going to need some time. Send her all the things. Teresa, you're getting a whole box of books.
All the things. You're getting a suite. Business Boutique, in case you want to start that doggy daycare on the side.
Yeah.
Christy will tell you how. Take Back Your Time. This will help you stay sane in the midst of this hustle season. And then the Proximity Principle, the ultimate secret to connections which lead to opportunities. There you go. Oh, my goodness, folks, this is why you call the show. You never know how much free goodies you're going to get.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.